You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the building, and welcome to the Steve Des Island Podcast here. Yeah, people, I got my own podcast now. And it's basically my show is going to be a show that I'm going to introduce you guys to my close island friends, you know, the people that are doing stuff in the business in Hollywood and California, doing different things from acting to music to comedy to fashion to people that are just plain students or people that are just trying to get their foot in the game. You're going to get a closer look to these people's lives. And today we have a very special guest because he's one of the first people I met when I moved down here to Hollywood in California a couple years back. His name is Robert Santana, Mr. Rob Santana. People, Rob Santana. Say hi, Rob.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Chilling.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Mr. Rob, he's a stylist, and he's also a current student that he's about to graduate in one semester. He's about to graduate from AMDA. The American Musical Dramatic Academy. Yeah. He's about to get his BFA, son. And he's going to work on the ESPYs now. Tell me about that. Tell me about what the ESPYs. What's the deal with that? What's up with you?
Well, at AMDA, I have an entrepreneurship class. And basically what we're doing is that the first half is basically your passion project and what you want to do as a side thing from acting, which is the program that I'm going for. And then the other half of the semester, basically, you're focusing on something to do in the industry. So I decided to do styling, and my teacher just so happened to know this lady. Her name is Benicia, and she actually owns a website that's called thewelldressedman.net. And so she asked me, basically, if I wanted to go with her and assist her in basically a correspondent thing for the style that's going to be going on in the events that's going to be happening after the...
So, yeah, the after party, basically?
Awards. So, that's what I'm doing. Basically, yes, her clients are basketball players, so she has a few clients there, and so they invited her, and so she's going to be covering the event and things like that, so... She asked me to come, go throughout, take pictures with people, show what's trending, and just really
what's popping now.
Milan Fashion Week just happened.
How do you get into fashion? So like that's always a question that always fascinated me. I never asked you.
Well, I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx, so I just feel like if you're from New York and you don't know how to dress, it's kind of...
I know a lot of people from New York that don't, like, they look that's what like they're homeless.
Well, I mean, they can hook it up.
Hobo chic.
Hobo chic. There's such things. Look,
American and Ashley, other people too. Like, they've been irrelevant for how many years? Probably.
Yeah, but they're worth $500.
Okay, but still.
Yeah, but they're worth $500
like,
million.
You could be a billionaire and you could be irrelevant.
And they have one of the top fashion lines that's like trending right now. It's called Elizabeth and James. It's cool. It's named after their brother and sister. You know Elizabeth Olsen?
Nah,
she's
I don't
also
follow
actually,
gay
she's
movies.
She's also amazing.
Indie star. I'm
She's
sorry, I don't
star,
follow
bro.
Those type of movies. I mainly watch comedies. Like, comedies is kind of like my thing. I stay away from horror movies. I don't really like horror movies like that. Yeah. Nah, I'm a total pussy. I fucking, like, I'm telling you, I'm the worst. Since when I was a kid, I used to, like, believe, like, fucking ghosts were, like, following me or and stuff. And, like... Oh, you used to see them.
I used to see ghosts when I was young.
This is the thing.
I'm not
Well,
I'm
tell
no,
them
seriously,
tour
I'm
well.
Not lying.
Like, cause first of all, like, when you're
okay, once, like, because first like, of all, like, when you're Spanish and young, like Puerto Rican and Dominican, and I'm both, it's like your family kind of like always believes in like the spiritual stuff and like the supernatural and all that. And supposedly or whatever, my great grandmother told my grandmother that basically I had the gift to see dead people. And I really do feel like I did. When I was younger, I used to see ghosts and stuff when I was by myself in the house. And I used to just pray to God, like, please, God, let me not see these ghosts.
But how were, how, one day, what, just, like, what was the shape of the ghosts? You know? And like, it's crazy.
It's scary. It's like, well, like, a lot of times I just seen, like, little kind of, like, black figures, like, from the corner of my eye. But, like, a couple of times I've seen...
What the fuck?
Like, two children. When I was, like, maybe, like... I was, like, in fourth grade, no lie.
But,
and
like,
I was
since you did that hand movement,
they ran... And they ran by the... Yeah, they ran by, like, a closet. Like, it was, like, a walk-in closet. And they,
oh,
like,
my
ran
God.
Outside of one wall into another. And they were both wearing, like, jeans and sneakers. And
well,
it was, like, lumberjack.
Yeah.
Like, one of them had, like, a blue lumberjack-type shirt. And then the other one had, like, a red lumberjack-type shirt. And it just went, like, really quick. Like, phew, phew, like, from one side of the
wall
to
like,
the
what,
next.
But, like, why do you think you were seeing so that those things? Like, you never concluded something? Because I always, like, try to look back at my life and try to understand things. Because sometimes that, you know, that gives you, like, more clarity. And sometimes when I look back at my life, I'm like, oh, that happened because of this. Because, for example, when I was afraid of, like, you know, monsters or not really monsters, but ghosts, it was the thing that I was, like, afraid of. I look back, and I never really saw ghosts or anything. It was just something in my mind that I had that I was just thinking, like, oh, in the dark parts of my closet, there's going to be, like, you know, a freaking ghost. Because I was raised Catholic, and they will put the fear of the devil on you. They'll be like, yo, the devil's gonna grab you and it's gonna claw you, it's gonna kill you, you know, it's gonna like, they're hardcore people over there at my church, because I grew up like with these old church ladies, that them bitches, they were just saying like, don't lie, don't steal, don't do this, don't do that. If you do it, the devil's gonna grab you and he's gonna like rip your dick off. And, like, she would talk like that to us, and we were like only like 8, 9 years old. Like, it was scary. Yeah. She told me that the only way I could pray was with kneeling down on the floor. And that she was the only one that had an exception because she was old and she could pray laying down in the bed. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch?
It's okay for her.
Oh my
it's
God.
Okay
I was like,
her,
what the fuck, bitch?
She's crazy, but I mean, yeah, my great grandmother. Yeah, she's crazy, but I mean, yeah, my great grandmother, and like, they used to always like say weird stuff like that, and like, I don't know. It'd be weird.
Oh, my God. But I can't believe that, man. You saw a ghost. That's crazy. Because I always thought of, it was always on my mind. It wasn't really like I saw legitimately ghosts. But I had like, I ever had like an encounter with like aliens or anything like that?
No.
I had one.
A couple of instances I felt like I've seen the UFOs a couple of times, but that's about it. I don't really know.
Oh my God, people. Rob just fucking dropped my vape. This nigga just dropped my fucking vape to the floor.
It fell on a Chipotle bag, so it was fine.
Still, you know how much a vape costs? It's extremely expensive.
It's okay.
It's not okay, look. Kiss it.
No.
Kiss it.
No.
Kiss it, nigga. And you look funny just going up and down. Just grab the mic or something.
I'm not, because then it's going to get staticky.
Oh, my God. All right, so we were talking about the UFOs.
Right.
Yeah, so I had an encounter just once with UFOs. I was doing stand-up comedy. That was one of my early days in stand-up.
Back, oh, really?
Yeah, my early days. I was probably like 16, 17 by the time. And I was in West Palm Beach, Florida. I was with my sister. And we went to the improv
the world famous improv West Palm in West Palm Beach, and I had a 10-minute set. I did it, and by that time, you know, I couldn't drive or anything, so my sisters were driving me up and down, and when she was driving me up to the improv, she was talking about, oh, there's this airport that they say weird things happen and things like that, and I'm like, oh, whatever.
Where was it?
It was like it's a private airport or something in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
interesting.
and there, it's only like it's very private. Like you barely see planes leaving. It's like certain people, and so she said, "Oh, there, it's like kind of abandoned in a way, so weird things could happen." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever." And we go to the comedy club, and I'm filming all day because I'm doing my YouTube thing. Like, oh, it's going to go on YouTube. Oh, my stand-up. And when I leave the comedy club, we're passing through that airport again, and I see something floating. Like, it was like a big spacecraft, but it wasn't like a plane. It was like something like more advanced, like something crazy. It was on top of a billboard. There was a billboard, and it was on top of it, and it was blinking with lights, with, like, red, green, purple lights. And it was just on top of it, like, and not, like, right on top of it. It was, like, floating on top of it. And I was, like, looking, trying to see if it was, something stupid, like, it was hooked to it or something. And no, it wasn't. And my sister was seeing it. And we were like, what the fuck? And then we go. And we say, we got to see that again. I need to get it on camera because I didn't get it on camera. When we come back, that thing is gone. Like the spacecraft, whatever that was there, it wasn't there. And me and my sister saw it, so. Pretty freaking
crazy. That's scary.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was back when I was like 16.
Wow. And then what did you do?
We freaked out. I'm like, what the fuck was that? But that's the only encounter really that I had like with things like that. Yeah.
So tell me about more of these BOGO things. What's a BOGO?
BOGO? Buy one, get one. Basically, that's what BOGO is. What Rob is talking about is that in the weed shops, let me explain to my listeners, because they don't...
But BOGO isn't, like, weed shops only. It's, like, just buy one, get one, right? I never really knew that.
Yeah. I had to actually Google search it. I didn't know. Because I was getting BOGO, like, in the weed shop.
Thank God for Google. Yeah. Thank you, Google.
Yeah, man. And, yeah, because I had to Google search BOGO because I didn't know what the hell it was. But, yeah.
I don't know, buddy. So, what did you think I'm in for this Epstein thing?
What?
This whole SP thing.
What happened with the SP thing?
Like, what type of awards is it?
It's the ESPN awards, basically. So, they're going to give awards to, you know, NBA people, NHL, football.
For what, like best?
Best men athlete, best female athlete, best dunker, best whatever, best, you know, most controversial, most social active.
You know what was interesting that you told me earlier? I'm just randomly, of course, because my brain's always scattering, but why don't you talk about your bracelets on your arm? You have a whole lot of them, and they seem like they're for a good cause.
Yo, so what Rob's talking about is that I got a lot of bracelets on me. And I like having bracelets that represent something of me. And, like, I have two bracelets. One is orange and one's yellow. And both are, they say, Rayito de Sol, which is Sunlight of Ray. And it's the company of my friend that graduated with me from high school. And he created this nonprofit organization that they go to San Juan, Puerto Rico, like every Sunday, and go and entertain and visit kids that are cancer patients. And we go and like we give them food and entertain them and do activities with them and sometimes take them out and, you know, do little parties or whatever. And, yeah, and just be great people. And then the other one that I have is for Maker Studio, a company from YouTube that I used to work with. And it says make videos every day. And it's because that's the philosophy. Just keep doing videos every day and you'll be awesome. Then the other band that I have is the Red Band. And it says the Real Comedy Spot. And it's because I was doing stand-up comedy at Flappers in Burbank, California. And I met these comics from Portland, Oregon. Cool fucking people, man. Like, amazing, amazing people. Like, I'm going to Portland next year, like, in the beginning, hopefully January, February. I'm trying to schedule it, and I'll let you guys know. But cool people, man. And we clicked. We party all day. I drove them because they didn't even have, you know, cars or anything. They were just visiting for the night. And yeah, they gave me this band that's pretty cool. It's just a Real Comedy Spot. And it's from their place. Their, you know, where they do stand-up and all that. Then my next one is from my high school class. Just say it's St. Francis School. And then the other one is from one of the community college I went to. It's called Santa Fe College. And it's a student government. I did a little bit over there. But yeah. But Rob is just laying back right now. Because Rob is...
I'm chilling.
Chilling.
You're a good host, buddy, and it's good to be on the show. It's awesome.
Yeah, but the thing
is... This is the chillest spot I've been.
I know, it's pretty chill, but the thing is, we need to be talking, sir. I don't
want
to be...
What do you want to know, man?
What do I want to know?
Ask away.
Ask away. First of all, I want to know about this that you have on. Like, right now, you have... You look like...
Whoa.
From the top up, you know, from the waist up, you look like Cat in the Hat.
Right.
And then from the waist down, you look like a Ninja Turtle, nigga.
Okay. So, basically, what's going on here... First of all, Stevie doesn't know because he's not very trendy. No, but I really did have to do laundry. But, I mean, it's high fashion, though. Either laid, really laid back, or high fashion. I don't know which one. But basically, it's just camel shorts, you know, cargos, and just a burgundy and off-white striped T-shirt. That's all. And a jean jacket and a snapback hat.
All that together
and some Converse
does not
and some
mix
socks.
Well.
Whatever. Look up Marc Jacobs, buddy.
So, how's the love life, Mr. Rob?
It's a desert.
It's a desert. Tell me about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm in school, bro, and I'm just trying to do my thing and focus on my career, you know?
Oh, okay.
And our generation is... fucked up, man.
What the fuck?
You got lucky, bro, because you got yourself a good girl, man. Like, it's crazy. It's not that
yeah,
easy
but
for
my,
all of us, man.
My girl was like, she was out of the lane.
She's crazy.
She was
partier.
Getting crazy. Because the thing is, my girl, the warm, my lovey dovey, my girl, you know, my baby fucking girl. My baby cakes. My baby motherfucking cakes.
Macy Allen.
Macy Allen. Hey, stop dropping names, bitch.
Nah, you trying to keep it as a secret?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm cool. Like, the next month, we're in a year.
Wow, time goes by fast, man.
Right, man? I am growing.
You're going to go on, like, a balloon and shit? Hot air balloon?
How you know my plans?
I should have known. It's the cliche romantic thing to do.
I got a midget playing the piano and everything.
That's kind of creepy.
A midget playing the piano?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy because my girl is taller than me, so the midget can see up skirt.
That's fucked up.
Right. Whoa, what about if it's a black midget? Nah.
Remember that black midget actor? I forgot his name. He was in, I think he was in, a, what was it? Me, Myself, and Irene?
Me, Myself, and Irene? No.
Some movie with Jim Carrey. Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's in a lot of stuff. And wasn't he in Elf, too?
In Bad Santa.
Bad Santa, right.
Yeah.
I think in Elf too, like he does all the midget parts.
Yo,
him and the little midget from Austin Powers.
Oh, Vern Troyer.
Yeah. Oh. Crazy as hell, that little.
He was doing a bunch of drugs. That nigga was doing.
I bet he was like remember
Surreal Life?
Yes, Surreal Life. He was like real getting life. Drunk.
That nigga was getting
and
drunk.
Pissing, it, being naked yeah. in the corner.
It was like Humpty Dumpty, just like.
Yeah,
it's up
like
his
a little.
Corner.
He was like a little, like, animal, like, little doll thing. Like, I don't know what it was. God. Like,
yeah, he had.
Kind of like a Chucky doll.
He had the little scooter.
But he had, I don't know if he has money anymore, but I mean, he was really famous.
No,
before,
no, no.
Like,
he has money because after that fall, the whole Surreal Life, like, he came back and he did that movie. That's the last movie, Heath Ledger. He didn't even finish it. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. You never seen that movie?
I don't think so.
That movie's really good.
What is it about?
The movie's about, like, this circus people that they just like they go around and like open the circus and whatever, and if you enter the circus like it's an outside circus, and if you enter the circus, like, you go to a magical place and stuff, and it's really trippy, like really like druggy.
I
want to
go there.
And yeah, and like Johnny Depp is in it, Jude Law, Heath Ledger, and Colin Farrell.
Who's his director?
I don't remember. Don't remember.
Was it Tim Burton?
Could have been.
Was it maybe?
No. It wasn't him. Cause the reason Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, and Jude Law in that movie was because Heath Ledger's character was never finished. Like, he didn't finish the movie. He died while filming that movie. And so they brought Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and Colin Farrell to play the same character. So eventually you see in the movie that the character transforms to Jude Law and transforms Johnny Depp. But it's the same character. And they look extremely similar. Like
all of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it meant to show the transformation of all of them?
It's like the growth or some shit. Maybe.
Oh.
I don't remember because I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
We should watch that.
You know who's that's the breakout role for that kid that plays Spider-Man now.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. He was in that movie, and that's like the big pop that people say, oh, who's that kid? You know? It was that movie, the Imaginary Dark, and that movie got a lot of buzz because of the whole Heath Ledger death.
Right, right. So that Spider-Man boy got lucky.
Yeah, man. I think he died because of pills, and that's why I'm fucking scared of taking pills. I don't fuck with pills. I don't like pills. Unless they're vitamins. I take my vitamins every day.
Yeah, I don't really like pills and all that stuff because, like, you can't control that stuff, and it's, like, all these drugs and all these chemicals that you don't even know what it is, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, you can, you know, the reason Heath Ledger died because he took two pills that the doctor told him to take. And when they did the whole autopsy, and they said that the combination of those two pills are lethal. So.
But wasn't he also taking over-the-counter drugs as well? That's what mixed in and fucked shit up?
Well, When I saw the E! True Hollywood story, it said that he was prescribed those.
Yeah, he was prescribed those, but I also heard that he also like had he bought over the counter prescription drugs, so he mixed it, or he took too many or some shit like that. Because also, do you also know what's creepy is that Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen owned that building that he was in, and they were friends with him. It's funny because I was talking about Mary Kate and Ashley also.
Yeah, because I think it was Mary Kate, the first one that knew or some shit.
Yeah, like they were friends or whatever, and then she found out, and it's so creepy. Imagine that they'll find your friend died in your building. You know, that's also how you know they're so freaking rich, because they own a nice ass building downtown, lower Manhattan, nicest and most expensive Well,
yeah, you just want to live that life.
I would love it. Live down in that area, in that neighborhood for the rest of my life.
Tell me, great. If you had $500 million right now, what would be the first things you would do?
I would pay off every debt, make sure all my family is good, and then I'll just travel around the world and stay wherever and go wherever I want.
Yeah, but what? Talk specifics, nigga.
I will buy a yacht, a plane, cars, mansion, everything. I'll donate a lot of it too, to like places where I know it's actually going for a good cause and they're not like embezzling money.
That's all bullshit, all you just said.
What?
All you just said is bullshit.
Why is that?
Because I never heard nothing about weed.
And well, I mean, I would get that too, I guess, but I mean, of course, that's involved with
like
living.
A ridiculous amount.
Well, yeah, we'll get a lot, but I mean, I'll just get little. I mean, I'll just get a lot, but like enough. I mean, I'll just get little by little. Like every day, I'll just get a lot.
like Soulja Boy, like he goes and buys the whole
jar.
The jar, yeah.
I don't know about all that. I mean, not. I don't need all that like that. I think I'm gonna stop smoking soon. I'm trying to be zen.
You know who's Ralphie May?
No.
Ralphie May is a fat dude that was doing stand-up comedy. He was.
Are
like,
you trying to call me fat?
No. I'm not talking about that, nigga. Shut the fuck up. I'm not trying to call you fat.
Right.
Okay. What I'm saying, Ralphie May, he had an addiction to marijuana to the point that he was smoking. Like, fucking 3 pounds.
3 pounds, how often?
Like, 3 pounds probably, I think, a week.
3 pounds a week?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
He did it. And
that's like half a pound a day.
But he's like super fat. Look, let me pull up a picture or something.
That's like half a pound a day. You would literally have to be smoking like all day.
Yeah, for
like
real.
Literally, like, not stopping, like, a blunt, like, every, like, once you're done smoking one blunt, roll up another one. Once you're done smoking that, roll up another one. But you also probably have friends and had, because if you have friends and you have people chilling with you, then that, I mean, that also goes a lot quicker, too.
But isn't it when the lighter you are, the low tolerance you have and the
supposedly, but I don't think that's true because I know people that never smoked ever and they smoke and they handle that shit like they've been smoking for years.
Look, he's fat as hell.
He can handle a lot, I'm sure though.
Yeah, look at that.
Most likely though, no matter what though, you unless it's like the first time you'll get high, like whatever, but like if you big or whatever, like you don't get as high.
Look, there's like a TMC thing.
I don't think that's true. It depends on your brain, I guess.
I apologize for the people listening. They took out the video. Fuck. They took it out. Let me see. It says, last comic standing finalist and outspoken weed advocate Ralphie May is finally calling it quits on the sticky icky. Telling TMC smoking marijuana nearly killed him last year. So he's giving it up for good.
Hey, is there a vending machine?
Yeah, down there.
Okay, I'm going to need to go.
Yeah, but you're not going to finish the podcast.
No, we're doing this show. I'm just thinking aloud that I want chips.
Oh, my God. Hi, thoughts with Robert Santana.
It's Rob.
That's a jingle. That's the jingle right there.
That's the hook right there.
That's a jingle right there.
That's the jingle right. What?
High thoughts with Robert Santana.
Ooh. Candy and no, milkshakes and things of all say, kinds.
You have to say it's Rob.
It's Rob.
Wait. High thoughts with Robert Santana.
It's Rob.
There you go. That's a jingle.
That's a jingle right there.
Somebody is listening. Right there. Please make a jingle out of that shit, motherfucker.
I think you get paid a lot of money for jingles. We should get into that.
Jingles?
How do you sell your jingle?
How do you sell it? is selling it, man. You make one and you just go and pitch
it on Instagram.
No. You know, basically what Instagram, what you put on Instagram, is Instagram's property.
Right, I forgot about that. They sent a memo a while ago.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. Because
I don't remember it.
Because imagine, well, one thing that didn't pass, because that was the fucked up thing that they were trying to do, it was that they were trying to use your images and sell them. That's
all right, but and you can't do nothing about it, right? Like if they wanted to sell them.
But
it's like, why would they sell your images? That's creepy.
I don't know, but the thing is, imagine if they sell one of your images. It doesn't
and
have
I don't
to,
get no money.
And you don't get no money. Yeah, that's a
I'll
fucked
be
up thing.
Pissed.
And they're fucking putting a promo.
You can't sue
Join
them.
Instagram and you're fucking like this in one of your pictures, like with your pinky up and shit, and you don't get nothing. And they're promoting their business with your image.
And you can't sue because they said it.
Yep. You agreed. And that's another thing. Nobody reads that.
But you know
shit.
What I'm thinking though now is like,
except me.
We agreed to one crown check, but we never agreed to this one.
What?
Oh, I guess that's what updates are for, right?
No. But when
I
it
bet
com-
every time you update, it's on. It probably agrees to the new.
No, but for the new one, everybody had to like read it. Because there was like a banner thing, and it won't let you, I think, access anything on, until you like
accept what it's saying.
Yeah,
like it's like I feel forced.
Wow. Boom. What?
So, how long is our show? Your show? Sorry, I'm a guest.
My show will. It's usually an hour and 30 minutes.
An hour and 30?
Yeah, but...
Wow.
You get in there early. It's fine, Rob. It's fine.
How many viewers you got right now?
I got like 500,000 people.
Really?
Yep.
How?
I'm powerful.
Really?
I got that power.
Cool.
I got
so
that
what you
power.
Got lined up, buddy? Like, what projects you got going on?
I just shot MTV. I got done.
What's that? For like what MTV for doing?
It's
what
a
for
show.
MTV?
I cannot say a lot about it because I already signed shit.
Right.
But it's
Is
a show.
Like reality called, or?
Yeah.
Can you say
what
type of genre?
Yeah, it's like a reality one. A reality.
Cool. It's Are you like a main or it's just like feature?
I'm a main feature guy.
That's cool.
But it's a fun show. It's coming in September. We just shot it last week. And it was really, really, really fun to do. The people are amazing, great. And it's coming up in September. Cannot say a lot about it, but since I signed stuff already.
Right.
Right. This is Rob. Right.
Right, I'm one for the mic. That's why we got boom.
He is
usually.
High. I just gave
I'm not high.
I just
I'm
gave
chilling.
Him I just gave him a sativa and an indica.
I didn't even smoke that. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
I'm just a proud sponsor of the herbs because I just feel like it's really good for people.
It's basically legalized. You know,
it's
now,
legal.
In Hollywood, they gave me a receipt.
Yeah, exactly. They give receipts. Like, if and you know what? Like, if you have cancer or... I'm not, like, promoting cancer, but, like, fight for cancer, though. Like, it's really true. Everyone should go out there and volunteer, though. Seriously, though. Because it's a really good thing. I found out not too long ago, actually. I didn't get to tell you this, but... My god sister, she actually has cancer and she's 19, you know, and she's so sweet and nice and so generous, you know, and it's so smart and beautiful. And it's like you just take things for granted, you know, and it's so messed up. So
dude, that's the reason why I went to Puerto Rico as well. The main reason was to check up with my mom because my mom was going through some like
research and stuff, and my mom got cancer now. And but I, you know, she did the whole test and stuff, and so far it's not as advanced to like the point of chemo, but she was gonna get the surgery, but she's now just gonna get the radiation therapy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty positive with everything. I told her she's kind of scared, but I'm like, nah, right. Everything's gonna be fine. And yeah, man, just going strong, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about their attitude, you know, honestly. Mm-hmm. And also, like, cancer is beatable nowadays. People beat it all the time, you know. And there's medicine that out there, I'm sure, that's, like, very close to, you know, figuring it all out. So,
man, just everything gives you cancer nowadays. Like,
it does.
They were saying, don't drink Pepsi. Apparently, they're putting something on Pepsi that... basically, like, it's cancer. Like,
I bet.
Pepsi, and it's more concentrated in California. So the Pepsi in California is the worst Pepsi to drink.
I know. Also, it is just so horrible to drink. It's just, it's a lot of sugar. Nowadays, since I've been trying to eat healthier, I taste, like, the syrup, you know, like, in the soda and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That happened to me, too. I quit soda, like, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I only drink, like, ginger ale now if I, like, really crave it, but I really don't.
I just drink water with motherfucking meal, nigga.
It's gross because I don't really like drinking water with meals because I feel like the water tastes like whatever food I'm eating. So it just tastes nasty. What? So unless I'm eating something that's like candy or something.
But
like, and then drink water.
You talking about meal?
Yeah. What?
You talking about just water.
Yeah. You said meal? What's that?
I said meal.
What's that?
You know what meal is?
Is that some type of supplement or something?
No. Mio is like a little pouch that you basically, like, you know, squeeze it on your water.
Oh, how is that?
Bro, it's great. I got a lot here.
Try it.
It's over there. We have to do it when we finish.
Okay.
But I got sweet tea. I got lemonade. I got water, strawberry watermelon. I got Cool Blast. And I got purple or some shit.
Cool.
Man, and it's great. And it's zero calories, no sugar. It's amazing. What? Just talk.
I want to go to commercial break.
You want to go to commercial break? For what?
I want chips from the vending machine.
Oh, my God.
You're chilling there, buddy, eating a burrito.
Well, I came prepared, Mr. Sir. If you're going
to... This is your studio.
Yeah. I mean, you're fucking chilling over there. I put you the AC.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. This is the rudest guest. He will never come back on my show.
Thank you.
You see that trophy right there?
Right, the Monopoly trophy?
It says Rob still.
Right, because I am the Monopoly
people,
champion.
Listen to me. Listen to me, people. Listen to me. Rob and I played Monopoly a long time ago. And he beat me somehow. I don't know. Maybe Sorcery. Maybe Illuminati. Maybe 666.
It's you.
I don't know. But somehow, this motherfucker beat me in Monopoly. And I never lose in Monopoly. And now there's a trophy in my house that says Rob, and I can't reclaim it yet because he hasn't accepted an offer of playing Monopoly with me.
We could play, but it's not fun with two people.
I mean, Keith's here.
What is Keith doing?
Prime.
He's also the next guest on your show.
Yeah, people. Keith Tyler is going to be the next guest on my show unless I bump him again like I did today.
Right, he was supposed to be the first guest, not
he was supposed
him,
to be the
I
first
am.
Guest. And he got pissed as fuck. Now he's probably like...
He said he had to read a book. Yeah, right.
Read a book? Yeah.
Read book because he couldn't do it today. Yeah, right.
Oh, read book.
Because he got bumped.
He got bumped.
But he's really
the
great,
fuck
though.
Up. No, but he's cool. He's my roommate. That nigga be chilling. I'll have it next time on my podcast, Steve Des Island, you know it, baby. What? Not commercial break. He's trying to roll commercial break.
I thought he was driving it and be like, Steve Des Island, baby.
I'm like, oh, is that lady going to come back on?
No, okay. For you, I can cut it. It's fine. Some people I know, is they're not going to sit around an hour and 30 minutes and sit down and talk.
Isn't no radio show is an hour and 30 minutes?
It's not a radio show. It's a podcast.
Oh, I didn't even know the difference.
It's a big
Ray, that's a whole conversation in its own now.
Yeah.
What is I'm scared to ask.
That's why I'm talking about everything. And you're putting on an act when you started. You're like, excuse me, people. I am a Rob
I don't know
Santana
what's censored, what's going on here. I'm not trying to have my career not go anywhere.
Like, this is going to affect your career. This is free. This is called free speech. The
What's
First Amendment.
So how does it work then, podcasting?
Podcasting, we're basically talking and whatever. And
how does it differentiate from radio besides
radio
it?
Radio is all like paid advertisers. They always have bullshit on. They always control what they say.
So and this is radio non-censored without commercials.
Yeah. It's just whatever it flows. I don't know what we're going to talk about next. You don't know what we're going to talk about next. The people don't
right,
know what
so,
we're talking about next.
Oh, that's cool. And so do you have, like, a channel or how does this work? Like,
yeah,
it's on
iTunes and it's on Stitcher and it's on, you know.
So is this really getting broadcast to all those places?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This isn't cool. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Rob, people. But we here.
That's not my real name.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Woo. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking
so,
here.
Okay, listen, let's talk about this. I saw Identity Theft the other day.
Yeah,
it was really good.
So?
Screw you, buddy.
Okay, If you're going to say something's awesome, you better give me some details, bro.
Okay, if you want to keep me here, you need to give me something. Like, give me some chips, give me some candy or something.
Oh, my God. Can you just hold steady with your water? Or, like,
is this how you treat your guests on
yeah,
your show?
Yeah, I treat them like shit.
That's not cool.
I get them
you
high.
You can't keep trying to have someone here for an hour and a half and really expect them to just be all dandy and high and not want munchies. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, it's not my fault. You.
Well, then I'm going to have to go to the vending machine then.
Then, oh my God, you want to end it right now then?
Well, can we pause? There's no. How does that work?
No, I don't want to pause it.
How long have we been going for?
We've been going for 42 minutes.
Oh, and you expect me to be here for another 40 minutes?
No, we can cut it in an hour.
Okay.
So just 20 more minutes, bitch.
20 more minutes. Shut up, slut.
Shut up.
You was the whore of Amda the little one semester you were there.
What?
You're the whore of Amda the one semester you were there.
Oh, I was a whore.
A whore.
A whore.
A whore.
A whore.
Learn
whore, whore.
English.
Whore, whore, whore.
What happened to VPS classes that you were going to?
VPS.
Can I hear a sample?
A, B, C. E, C, S, 1, 2, 3. See?
No.
Do, re, mi.
I don't get it.
ABC.
Nope.
CVS videos.
Videos of CVS. Come
videos
and get them today.
Of CVS.
Videos.
Videos.
Vid.
Vid.
Videos.
Videos.
I wonder if the videos have UFOs eating a burrito. So what do you put on your burrito from Chipotle?
Half chicken and half steak.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. Put it in my mouth.
Are you because you can't decide?
No, because I want both in my mouth.
Oh. So what's your favorite song right now?
I have too many.
Is there, you really do have like every single song possible, like
yeah,
any song you got it, which is weird. Like what happens? Does it like, how do you do that?
I listen to everything. I like listening to everything. I don't like being excluded for any reason for, you know, somebody that
you know, I cannot hang out with the people that like classic rock, or I cannot hang out with the people that like electronica, or hang out with the people that love reggaeton, or, you know, people like that. I want to hang out with everybody, you know. I want to be cool. I want to be nice to people and just fucking have a good time. Somebody says, hey, let's go to the salsa club. Okay, let's go. All right, let's go to Metallica place. Let's go.
Right, right. Metallica. Oh.
I don't care. You know, like, I, you want me to go listen to gospel, let's go. Like.
Right.
I'm just cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if somebody goes like, yo, let's go and see some gospel, and then the next day, let's go see some gospel, and then the next day, yo, let's go see some gospel, I'm going to punch that person in the face. Right. I'm not going to do it repeatedly, but yeah.
How do you feel about Coachella?
It's cool. It's just I lately haven't been going to any, like, music festivals. Cause I've been, you know, it's the truth. I've been trying to avoid people, like, in, like, a massive scale. Like, I like small groups of people. I don't like too many times, like, being in, like, a pack of people.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. But it's just, I don't know. Just last time, I was in, like, a pack of people. I was in, like, Universal Studios, and it was packed with Asian people. Like, Asian as hell. Like, Japanese, Chinese, everybody.
Asian as hell.
Asian as hell. And yeah, like, I got kind of, like, claustrophobic in a way. I was like, oh, my God.
It feels like it's really late right now, and it's really not.
No, it's only 11.
I guess because I've been up since really early.
Oh, because you're high. That's
I've been up since 6. I had school all day today. And oh, today, damn. Yo, the freaking school day went by really slow. I'm ready to graduate. Don't worry.
Tell me a day in the life of Rob.
Well, I wake up.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
P. Diddy.
Really? Like P. Diddy?
Well, not really like P. Diddy. But basically, I wake up, get ready for school, go to school, take the train. That's fun. The life. I always think of it as, like, I'm living this life right now. It's like a part of the journey. Like, it's preparing me for roles in the future so I know what it's like. Anyway, so I go to school for a whole bunch of hours, and then for some reason I have a break from Monday through Wednesday for 2.5 hours. It's crazy. And then I have class, I have stage combat, I have improv, I have freaking, I have now, like, I direct.
Who gives you improv?
Green. He's awesome.
He's he's cool. He used to go to Iowa West.
Yeah, he's really cool, like. He has all these cool, like, improv games, and he teaches us different stuff. And right now, he's actually teaching us. We're doing different.
I guess doing scenes,
film genres. We're doing different.
Are you doing scenes or are you doing games?
Well, we do scenes and games, like, different stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's, like, different film genres. So. We basically looked up, you know, like, learned about, you know, he just wanted us for, like, homework, basically, to look up the whole 3-act movie structure, which I already knew, you know, talk about it a little bit. And so we're going to start working now on, like, teen movies or whatever. And then we're going to do a little show at the end or whatever, at the end of the semester. And it's going to be, like, film genres or whatever. So we're learning how to do scenes in each film genre, you know, so that when the audience calls out a genre, we can just do it.
You plan on continuing doing improv, like, after school or not?
Yeah, I want to take improv classes because I think it's just good to have.
Where at?
I'm not sure yet. I've been going to TVI, but I don't know. I just really want to start working, just doing stuff, you know. But I don't know. For classes, that whole thing with the, I guess I have to become a member of the union first. But I heard that whole,
It's like after conservatory?
Yeah, that one. Where was it at? The AFI?
AFI, American Film.
Yeah, I heard that one's good.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm in it. That's my schedule right there.
Yeah.
It's cool. Is it? They have, like, improv classes. They have code reading. They have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was cool. I want to do it, but I guess I have to wait for that. But I'm just trying to get my plan together, you know, like, what I want to do and stuff like that once I get out of here, you know, like, I'm going to go about stuff, you know.
So you're truly out of the game with the ladies.
For now. Not everyone is lucky like you, Steve, to be able to have it all.
Again, my girl was in the wrong rails.
But you have...
I straightened her up. Yeah. I put her in the right, the direction of the Lord.
Right.
Damn motherfucking right.
So how long have you been wanting to do this radio show?
Bro, for the longest, because I've been listening... Oh, my God. For the longest, I accidentally punched my microphone just now. I've been wanting to do this for the longest, because I've been listening to podcasts for a while. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. I have a immediate circle of friends that they can come and drop some knowledge and whatever. And, yeah. So I've been trying to do this. I was going to have Keith as my guinea pig and do the first one, but you were here. So here we go.
Then you can delete it after.
No, this is the first one that's going live.
No.
Yeah.
Just got to stay... Away.
Away.
No, I'm not known. I'm not anyone. I'm just on the low. Creeping by.
Rob is high.
That's not my name.
In the sky.
Now I'm like this mystery guest.
Now he's denying his name.
Mystery. Actually, Rob Santana is actually taken in... The system, so...
What system?
Like, there's someone that's Rob Santana in...
In the weed system?
I guess, or IMDb.
Oh, IMDb. Well, you can be Rob Santana the second.
Yeah.
Because they just put Roman numbers.
I should be Robert Santos. That's what my teacher calls me.
Robert Santos? That sounds Dominican as fuck. They'll be like, Robert Santos, the nigga that sells the pinchos. Yeah, that nigga.
I don't know. So how many countries is this going out to? How many nations, cities?
However nations is going to reach. So.
To all my people. Everyone knows me. I am from the islands.
Oh my God, yeah, here we go.
7-Eleven, come get your pizza. No, that sounded more... What did that sound like? It didn't sound...
You turned racist as fuck, man.
No, I'm trying to just showcase all my dialects. Arabic.
Because I look Arabic. This ain't no Saturday Night Live audition.
How would you audition for Saturday Night Live? Like, what would they have you do? Wouldn't they have you improv? Or
basically, I know sides. How they basically run it is there's a couple auditions on YouTube. There's Will Ferrell's, Jimmy Fallon's.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Really, there is.
Yeah, you want to see one?
Yeah.
Let me go here real quick. Look how fat Froffy May is. He's really fat. I love Froffy May, by the way.
So does your vending machine say gold dollars?
Take what?
Gold dollars.
Gold dollars?
Yep.
are you a leprechaun? You have golden coins?
I have golden coins, my friend. Golden coins. They make those.
Where do you hide them golden coins?
I hide the pot of gold.
Have you seen movie 43?
No, I never heard of it.
There's a scene. I have it there.
What is it? Is it like an indie movie?
No, it was mainstream, and there's a lot of famous
people. When did it come out?
Like a year ago, or a year and a half, or something like that.
Is that like a reality thing?
No, it's a movie.
It's called what?
Movie 43.
I've never heard of it.
Hugh Jackman's in it, Halle Berry's in it, Johnny Knoxville.
What is it about?
It's about like different. It's a movie about like different sketches. Like they're all in different sketches, and it's pretty funny.
It's a comedy.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Yeah, I have it in my PS3. If you want to watch it like afterwards or whatever.
Have you ever seen the first Grown Ups?
Sorta.
Not really, like, the whole thing. I have two friends of mine are in the movie.
Are they?
Yeah, they're twins.
Oh, cool.
Whoever are the twins in the movie, they are in Grown Ups 1, and they got called to shoot Grown Ups 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
I
want
to be in it.
That's why you need to get on a series or in a movie that has a sequel.
So I have an idea for a show. I think it's going to be genius, but I can't talk about it now.
Okay, then why the fuck do you bring it up?
No, it's basically like, I'm not going to say it all, but like, it's kind of like, I kind of want it to be like a, basically like a sequel to, kind of, not a sequel, but like, kind of like The Sopranos, but more comedy, more like a dramedy, but not so much focus on the head honcho, more focus.
Okay,
Nair,
when you get
kids.
The idea, just come back and let me know. Because right now you're going like, yeah, it's like
it's,
a little bit of this,
it's
a little
idea.
Bit of that, and then twist that up and then
exactly.
bring it around
you're not
town,
in my brain. You wanted to know.
Yeah, but like.
I have to get a patent first.
And get a patent.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you're welcome. Wow.
So that's what I'm going to do. And then we'll just continue on from there. But I don't know, bro. I was going to ask you something, but I forgot.
Oh, my God. Well, are you cutting your own hair?
No, I'm not cutting my own hair, you idiot.
Where do you go? To the Haitian guy?
No, I go to Legends, but I don't know. Oh, well, actually, I don't go there anymore because she actually got her own barbershop. But I don't know. I just feel like...
Oh, a girl cuts your hair?
Yeah, she's mad cool. She's actually gay, though. She likes girls. But
oh,
she's
see,
so pretty.
And with that dyke shit.
That's messed up, bro. It's not nice. She's really cool.
Oh, I have a lot of lesbian friends, and they call each other... They call each other dykes all the time.
Well, I mean, that's part of their lingo.
So, it's like... You calling me a hick and I call you a nigga.
Great.
You do that all the time.
I do say that a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting to me.
Yeah. So you can listen
Speak
to...
Speak English. Let's hear English, like London.
London?
Yeah, you could do it.
Daddy? Daddy, where are thou? Daddy.
Okay, so you did London 1680. We're on now.
That's my British accent, people. That's how amazing it is.
It was actually good. You just went back to 1680.
Harry Potter? Can I see Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, come get the Sorcerer's Stone.
Out in the streets, they call them murder.
That really what happens though. Like, they did have to go, murder goes down and everything in the Harry Potter movies. Like, as a kid, like, you would think that that was tragic.
In Harry Potter movies, they kill people?
Yeah, people die.
How the fuck? No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's like at the end, a dramatic moment. Like, it's just one person. It's not
a lot
of people.
I mean, it's not
dying.
Mass murder. It's not like Columbine.
I mean, the last one, there were like a mass murder, kinda. The last one.
It's kind of creepy. I don't really like that.
You saw the last one?
No. Well, the second one, right?
Yeah, part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. By the way, I didn't
like it.
And I don't read the books, and I don't watch the fucking shit.
I read like one of the books,
but
like halfway.
By that time, when that movie came out, I used to work at a movie theater at the Regal Cinemas. And over there, a friend of mine, which at the time I was digging and I was liking... And she wasn't feeling that way. She was just my friend. And she dragged me to go to the movie theater and see Harry Potter. And the movie, first of all, it was pretty good. I'm not going to say it was bad because it was pretty good. And second, there was a lot of murder in that movie. Like, that's the only one that I would say that has, like, gore or whatever in Harry Potter. It's PG-13, I'm surprised.
I know, it's getting... The guidelines for it is just getting, like, more and more, you know, like... Okay, we allow
that
this
girl,
now,
oh,
we allow
what's
that
name,
now.
What's the name of Hermione?
Emma...
Emma Watson?
Watson, yes. Yeah, she's doing a lot of shit right now.
Yeah, she is. She's really pretty, too. She's
whatever happened to Ron?
I mean, Ron Weasley, and I guess because they're so staple characters, like Emma Watson is more...
No, but Harry Potter's still doing shit. He did a movie.
He does theater, and he does...
And theater. He does a lot of theater.
Harry Potter, right, yeah. But also, too...
Did he play, like, a gay guy?
I don't know. But basically, she's, like... She can do anything. Like, she just has that look, you know?
Yeah.
So, and she was the only girl. It's two guys, you know? So, of course, she's gonna shine.
Have you seen This Is the End?
Hermione in the books, I think, is even more, like, critical to the story than in
but
the movies.
Have you seen This Is the End?
No, I actually heard it was funny. I was supposed to...
I've seen it twice already.
I was supposed to see it the other day.
I've seen it twice, and I probably seen it three times already.
Probably.
I'm not sure, probably, because I was probably high, and I don't remember. But I saw This Is the End, and she's in that movie, bro. And they have the most funniest.
What is it about?
It's about the end of the world.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's with a bunch of celebrities, like it's Seth, Seth Rogen, James
Franco. But they're
Franco.
Not saying they're the celebrities, though, right?
Yeah, they're that's their characters. You're Seth Rogen. You're James Franco.
So they play themselves.
Yeah, they play themselves, like but like douchier version.
Really?
Of themselves, yeah. So they're kind of assholes to each other.
What is it called?
This Is the End. It's in theaters right now.
No, I know. I was supposed to see it the other day. Interesting.
It's really good. And Emma Watson's on it. And there's a lot of people. Rihanna's on it. Kevin Hart. Jason Segel.
I need to see this.
As Season Sorry. Name it. There's a lot of people on it. Paul Rudd. This dude, Michael Cera, he was funny in that movie. Danny McBride. There's a bunch of people. Bunch of funny people.
Cool.
Mindy Kaling from the Mindy Project.
Well, I need to go see that, though.
Yeah. You gotta go see it high. Like, you gotta be baked.
Right.
Because it's a lot of, like, effects and, like, there's a part that they take ecstasy and shit and wacky. And they pop mollies, and it's crazy. It's crazy, but it's funny as fuck.
That's interesting.
And Seth Rogen wrote it with his partner. And I didn't know, they write almost all the movies they're in. Like, they wrote Knocked Up, they wrote Superbad, they wrote that one. And then James Franco, you got Netflix?
Mm-mm.
No? James Franco and Seth Rogen and Jason Segel, them three, they know each other since little kids because they were on a show called Freaks and Geeks.
Geeks, right.
Yeah, and they were there, and they know that's why they're, like, best friends till now.
Mm,
and they're, like, together a lot. They did Pineapple Express, this one.
Right.
More stuff.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Just to show you that friendships go a long way.
I guess so, right? Not sure. Like, it's interesting because you see, like, a lot of celebrities that they have their friends that they knew since they were younger, and they, like, went to the top together, you know? Which is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. And I've been hearing a lot about people that, like, graduate from the same university and stuff together.
Right. Emma Watson, she graduated. She is still maybe going to Brown University.
Mm. What's the name of this guy? He's gay, and he's in Hollywood Game Night right now. You remember Hollywood Game Night, the promo you saw from NBC about Jane Lynch? Now you play with celebrities and stuff. It's Sean Hayes. You know who Sean Hayes? No? Let me look a picture of him. That's his name for sure. Sean Hayes. I'm pretty sure that's his name. There we go, man. Look.
What about him?
You know him, Sean Hayes.
Oh, that's him. Right. From Will and Grace.
Yeah. So that dude, motherfucker. I forgot what I was gonna say. I was gonna talk about Sean Hayes and
that means our time's up. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
It's good being in the show.
Rob just wants to leave.
No, it's just I don't feel like talking into a microphone anymore.
All right,
this
man.
This is really long. I never did this before. It was interesting.
Okay, people. Well, that's been Rob.
Sorry, people.
He's annoyed and high and hungry.
And I'm surprised Steve is really not high at all. Like, obviously, he's immune now.
I'm immune. I need to shoot it through my veins.
You should.
I gotta take shots.
Imagine they have that, like, weed extract you just, like, insert. Like,
I gotta be just...
Have you had the weed liquid? They have, like a liquid...
No, you know what I heard? They got a gummy bear. Like a small gummy bear.
Yeah, I've seen them.
No, but you take one of those motherfuckers and you're out.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
It's called North Hollywood Organic. North Hollywood Organic, I think it's called. No Organic. I think that's the name. And it's in North Hollywood, of course. And they got the gummy bears.
Cool. Well, I should go there now. Bye.
Well, Rob just left to get gummy bears.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.